So the next part of my birthday vacation in Vegas was going to the actual presentation, which was at the actual Hilton Grand Hotel and Resort. Called up a Uber, drove down, which is not really far from where I was staying at the Alara. So got there. There, of course, I could tell there were other people there waiting to go into the presentation and things like that. Sat around, waited. Then they called us in, and in the beginning, you're sitting in a small room, you're grouped off, we're all kind of grouped off, we get our little name tags, and we're grouped off, and of course, they're playing this little presentation, and it looks really nice, and you see all the different places around the world where they have these timeshares, and they look amazing, they're beautiful, and everything like that. And then once that was over, then they broke us up again where the salespeople came and, you know, come and get you and they sit you down. Now, before I even got to Vegas to do this, as I was telling people, I'm like, oh yeah, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to Vegas. I'm staying here because I'm doing a timeshare presentation. Oh my gosh. The stuff that some of the people were telling me, I had one person tell me, oh my goodness, Valerie, be careful, you know, when they get you in there, they're gonna put you in a room and they're not gonna let you leave. Oh, they're very, very aggressive, you know. And maybe back in the 80s I could see them being aggressive, because I've heard stories where people did these things because they get the free weekend, you know, and then they just hounded them all weekend about buying the timeshares and what was so wonderful about them. But this one was the craziest, of the fact that somebody told me that they will get you in the room and then they won't let you leave. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is called kidnapping and it's illegal, so yeah, I don't think that happens. And guess what? Yeah, it does not. So if you decide to do this, if you get called by one of the hotels to invite you to come to one of their locations and you have to listen to the presentation, I say do it. You know, the tactic, yeah, they're going to kind of keep at you and keep trying to wheel and deal and get you in there. But the thing is, if you already know that you can't afford it or you're just not into it, You don't. And that's the thing. You're not obligated to buy anything. You're obligated to sit through the entire presentation. And then when they realize that they're not making a deal, when they decide, yeah, they're going to cut you loose, which they can't keep you there for more than that 2 hours, you do the official checkout and you get the credit for it. And then you go back to your room and you go back to your vacation, which is exactly what happened with me. You know, I'm sitting there with the young man and as he's telling me things. And it's funny, we ended up talking more about him and his life. Like, I know that him and the mother of his child, things did not work out with them. He got custody of their little baby girl. He's now in another relationship. They're getting married. And he's just telling me about all the stuff in his life that has changed and for the better since he's been with Hilton Grand Vacations. Because as soon as he learned from me that I wasn't married, when I do travel, I travel myself. I don't have kids. He was just like, yeah, this is not for you. And I was like, I could have told you that. And then he was just wondering, like, how did I even get invited? And the thing is, like I said before, I had stayed twice at a Hilton Grand location. And it's always, I stay at the same place when I go to New Orleans. And I do believe because I'm a Hilton Honors, it registered with them. So they were like, oh, hey, let's bring her in to see if she would, you know, want to buy the timeshare, if that would be, you know, suitable for her. But it was not, is not, so I did not. But, you know, and at the end, checked out, got my free weekend. So it was cool. So that's pretty much it on the presentation. And then afterwards, I just simply decided to walk back to the hotel, which was nice because on the way I stopped off at the Wynn and had lunch at, I do believe it was called Charlie's Barn Grill or Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill, which was really nice. Oh, and they have one of those really nice betting lounges, which was amazing because I was like, oh my gosh, they had up on the screens. I mean, you can bet on any and everything. I'm pretty sure there was a little kid's kickball game going on somewhere in middle America somewhere, and you can bet on that. I mean, it was like everything, the screens up, and I was like, it was a little overwhelming, but it was nice. I can see why people, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, if you, well, in the betting, you're in Vegas, duh. You can do that, but it was a little overwhelming, everything I was seeing there, but it was great though. And it was just a really nice walk back to the hotel, and getting it there. So nice day. And I did not buy into a timeshare. So for the rest of my Vegas trip was pretty much me chilling, relaxing by the pool and just having a really nice time doing the shops and things like that. But the last quote entertainment or thing that I did there was I went and saw the Circus du Soleil show, Ka. This was epic. Oh my goodness. I had been to the Circus du Soleil show before, but this was like next level. The Ka show was out of this world. Next time you go to Vegas, if you have not gone to a Circus du Soleil show, or maybe you've gone to one but not this one, do yourself a favor, definitely do call. But here was the funny thing, but as I was setting up and planning my trip to Vegas, you know, and I talked to my friends who, a lot of them had gone to see Circus du Soleil, they love it. They were like, oh, Ka's the best, Ka's great, it's going wonderful, it's wonderful, it's one of the best shows, it's great, great, great. And they were lying, it really was when I got there. But when I got back and I was like, oh yeah, I went to Ka, it was amazing. And they were like, oh, you should have went to sleep. Oh, it's better. I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. I guys, but you... You know, when I was planning a trip, then you were telling me that Ka was the best. Then when I go see Ka, I come back. Now you're telling me, oh, was the better show. I was like, oh, y'all better be lucky. I love y'all. It's like, you... some of my but I love them, I forgive, but I will admit I am thinking about maybe going back to Vegas, come on, stay at the Alara because it's amazing, and then go see because I really do want to see that. And then also too, I missed out, I didn't get to do this, and that is I wanted to take a tour of Red Rock. I didn't get to do it this trip around, but next time when I go, that is definitely on the list of things to do. Because, you know, I'm not that big into the gambling. I know everybody figures, oh, it's Vegas, that's the only thing you can do or do. But it's like, no, there's not. You can take, there are like tours and other things you can do. And that's why I want to go out to Red Rock. So we will see. So that was my trip, my birthday trip to Vegas. It was wonderful. And had a really nice time. Yes, even by myself, it was grand. It was great. Wouldn't trade it for the world. And there it is. So yeah, you don't always have to go to Vegas. Have to have friends with. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love my friends. I really, really do. And enjoy spending time with them and going on trips and things like that with them. But every once in a while, it's all good to, you know, travel by yourself sometimes, you know, so stay safe. So that's it for this episode. Like I said, safe travels and TTFN. Ta-ta for now.